Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I am here in partly cloudy New Jersey with my host, my co-host and friend who is in hopefully sunny Wisconsin. How are you doing, Mr. Sefton?
I'm doing okay, and it is sunny, thank God. We had about 5 or 6 straight days of amazingly torrential rain come down here, and not only in Wisconsin, but in parts of the Midwest. And unfortunately, my basement got a little damp, so I'm dealing with that. Luckily, it wasn't like a massive amounts of water, but just a little bit of dampness. So we're dealing with that. So, but other than that, it's sunny and beautiful today, and hopefully, it stays that way for the next few days so we can dry out.
Yeah, I'm an old hand at flooding basements. Probably about 15 years ago, we had a massive storm, and I remember going out for dinner, and the basement was dry. I came back a couple hours later and checked on it, and the basement had 18 inches of water in it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. It just never occurred to me that it would flood that quickly.
Wow.
But that was the first of, I think, 10 days of a blackout. So, it didn't get any better for a while.
Yeah.
But I actually burned out a sump pump pumping out that 18 inches. It's a big
Wow.
basement, so you can imagine how much water that was.
That's a
So,
lot of water.
yeah,
For
so
us,
now I have
thankfully, it's
two
just a little.
sumps, one with a
Yeah.
battery backup. A big
Oh,
battery,
good.
not one of those tiny little cute batteries. I'm talking about two
Exactly.
deep discharge marine batteries. Anyway, I can geek about this all day, so let's move on to something more interesting. Let's talk
Yes.
about Iran, and it's frustrating that President Trump seemingly is without a plan. He just sort of, he says what he's thinking at any particular moment. But I think the chaos that he is creating in the minds of the Iranian leaders or pseudo leaders or soon to be leaders and then soon to be dead, hopefully, is an important thing. They're not 100% sure of what the hell this maniac is thinking, which is very, very good. He's got another deadline tomorrow, I believe. And he's sort of hinting that if they don't make a deal before that deadline is reached, that he's going to start bombing again. But they're not 100% sure because he's ignored deadlines that he has imposed. He has responded earlier than the deadlines. You can't predict what the president is going to do. And in this case, I think that's a good thing.
One of our, dare I call him a fan of Ace of Spades for sure, the great Professor Victor Davis Hanson had a very good essay about Donald Trump in that you got to look at a broader picture of what's going on here. He's not just going after Iran, but in going after Iran, he is putting the screws to both Russia and China, especially China. And that is a very good thing. He is literally, by going after Iran, he is helping fracture that alliance. And, putting pressure on the Chinese government as well, so of Xi. So it's a good thing.
Well, there was an interesting article a friend of mine sent me. Let me see where it's from. CDR Commander Salamander
Okay.
wrote an article about the possibility that China's GDP or growth essentially has peaked and is now dropping. Now, my first question was, where the hell are these numbers coming from? Because, as I pointed out to my friend, we can barely collect accurate information about our own economy.
Exactly.
And the idea that China is producing accurate information is laughable. Add in the obvious political manipulation of those numbers, and you have to reach the conclusion that we don't know what the hell is going on in China. However, it might be even worse than that. It might be catastrophically bad for China, which is perfectly fine with me. It doesn't bother me at all.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, the Chinese are every much as big of a threat to global security and peace as is Islam. But, and of course, just globalism and global socialism. all over the place, and the billionaires. It was actually a very funny, what was it, a very funny observation that someone made about there was some group, some left-wing group like that's anti-billionaire, and they've thrown their support for the Democrat nomination to Tom Steyer,
Yeah, it's brilliant.
who's like a multi-billionaire. So there you go.
Well, let's face it, the political philosophy of the left is power.
Exactly.
That's all it is. It's
Right.
simple. It's quite simple, and it's quite simply explained. And the idea that there is anything other than the acquisition and use of power on the left is laughable. So, if they can use a billionaire to get what they want, perfectly content to do that. But let's get back to
Exactly.
China.
Yeah.
I was puzzled by the idea that on the one hand, the Chinese are supporting the Islamists throughout the world, and on the other hand, they're brutal with their own Muslim community, their own Muslim population. And I don't understand their ultimate goal. Are they trying to carve out the Chinese sphere of influence and allow Islam to take over the rest of the world? Is because it just doesn't make any sense to me. And for all they despise the West pumps huge amounts of money into China, and a West that is taken over by Islam will be much diminished economically, obviously. And so China will shrink if Islam continues its ascendance. So I don't really get it. What is their goal?
Yeah, it does make no sense, because if they would, the smart thing to do, to at least to my way of thinking, let the Uyghurs be, let them practice their religion, so long as they obey the Chinese rules, whatever it is, let them do their thing. Why draw a spotlight so much as it has on the Red Chinese for their repression of the Uyghurs, which really most of the Muslim world and most of the world was really yawned about it. And maybe that's why Xi and the Red Chinese are oppressing them. They don't really care about it. But it just, yeah, just let them be. Who cares? Why would you risk drawing attention to it? You don't. It's not even. What kind of a threat do they have on the Chinese Communist Party, if any?
Yeah,
Whatever.
at least I'm not the only one who's puzzled. By the way, I think that we should pronounce it Uyghurs, not Uyghurs.
Uyghurs.
Yeah. I didn't know how it was pronounced. I thought it was Uyghur, but what the
I
hell do I know?
who what exactly?
So, the Uyghurs. Anyway,
Pull the tree grows, we grows. Wait a minute.
yeah. But the
Wrong problem.
upshot of this is that China is in trouble. Donald Trump has taken control, or is reasserting control over China's petroleum supplies. Venezuela is in our backyard now, firmly in our backyard, at least for the next 2.5 years. And obviously, the Strait of Hormuz is being controlled by the United States Navy. So China, in the last 6 months has been injured rather badly. And not that I mind that at all. I think it's a fine thing, because Chinese influence over the world is corrosive. And if we can decrease that influence in any way, then that is absolutely a good thing for the future prospects of freedom throughout the world.
Exactly. And in fact, there was an article I had this morning in the report that Britain, of all things, and America are now seriously putting the screws and going after the what do you call it, the Chinese influence in their education systems and elsewhere, and really going after them and trying to get a handle on it, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I don't believe anything that the
Well,
UK says, but
but still,
we'll see. Yeah.
we shall
No, that's
see.
a, even making those noises is a good thing. I agree. So, anyways, let's move closer to home. Virginia is having a vote today on whether to ratify an odd redrawing of their House districts. And well, it's not odd. It's what we were talking about earlier. It's the single-minded focus on power on the part of the left. They're going to try to redistrict. They have 10, I believe, and they're going to go 9 out of 10 will be Democrat. Now, Virginia is obviously a Democrat state. It's a blue state, but it sure as shit isn't 90% blue.
No, it was purple at one point
Yeah,
and
in
briefly
fits and starts, but
reddish.
yeah. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I doubt very much that the freedom loving Virginians are going to come out en masse and vote this down. I know that the Democrat Party is pushing very, very hard in among women voters and pushing very, very hard among young voters. So that's their constituency, and
Yes,
they'll I think they'll get this passed.
this Abigail Spanberger is really horrendous. What an evil wench. And on top of that, she rammed through a bill and joined this movement of totally destroying the Electoral College by pledging Virginia's electoral votes, regardless of the outcome of presidential elections, to whoever wins the popular vote, this popular vote compact. And that's just, yes, it's 13 electoral votes, but still 13 here, 13 there, and whatever elsewhere. Sooner or later, you're talking about some real money. It's evil. She's evil. The
She is
Democrats are
evil,
evil.
and she's doing very, very badly in her approval polls. But of course, who nobody cares? That means
Yeah,
nothing
once the
because it's a
damage is
she's a
done,
single
who
yeah
cares?
she's a single term governor by law, and she's going to do whatever the hell she wants. And what she wants is hard left, and she's getting it.
Yep. Once she's accomplished her mission, her suicide mission, so to speak, yeah, whatever. The next one the next left-wing psychopath will likely win. Or even if a Republican wins, the damage is done because the state legislature, being what it is, will have, as you said, will and the and the and the, and the House, everything will have been redistricted and turned upside down, and permanent power will have been achieved, at least in that state, for the cause of achieving permanent power around the country.
It's bizarre, though, that they would try to give their electoral college votes to the winner of the popular vote, because there are certainly circumstances where that would remove Virginia's control over the national discourse. And I mean, it sounds good from a short term. Democrats have to win at all cost, but the long-term prospects of Virginia will be diminished because of that.
Right.
So,
Maybe
but
they
then
think
again,
that
they don't
in,
care.
yeah, maybe they think in 2028, whoever their candidate is, if they can ram him home or her or whatever, then and re whatever, if they can wrest control of Congress, then it's lights out for America at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was lights out. They thought maybe it was lights out for America with Obama, and it almost certainly was. And they thought maybe it was lights out when Biden, when they shoved Biden down our throats. It was stolen election, so who knows? They are out for all the marbles.
That they are. So, a little more lighthearted topic. Ilhan Omar, the Somali whore representative in Minneapolis and St. Paul. I'm not sure exactly which, urban
City.
Minnesota, filed her financial reports, and her net worth went from essentially zero to something like $29 million. And there was a big hubbub. And then all of a sudden she said, oops, a transcription error or an accounting error of some kind.
Yeah, right.
And it's back down to a couple hundred grand. Don't worry. Don't worry. Now, I mean, that's clownish, and she should be thrown out of Congress for being a moron, which will never happen, of course,
Right.
because if they're
Well, I
not going to
mean, there
throw her
was
out
talk of throwing her
for
out of the
lying
country
on her.
because,
Yeah,
yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm saying there was talk of throwing her out of the country for lying about her immigration status and the fact that she married her brother and is an incest maven.
Yeah. If she doesn't get
Yes,
tossed for that,
Minnesota.
then lying on her financial reports is a triviality, because everybody in Congress does that, I'm sure. But she does
Right.
look like a bit of a clown. And again, nobody in Minnesota cares. You
Nope.
know, she's speaking truth to power, so they love her there.
Well, when they've succeeded over the years of some of her community stealing upwards of nine or minimally $9 billion off of from our government and the state government, yeah, what, and nobody everybody's yawning about it or saying, oh, putting a spotlight on that, we need to pass laws to silence people like the wonderful Nick Shirley for exposing it. But there you go. So she's gone. Minnesota's gone from Harmon Killebrew to Omar Killeju, and there you have it.
You're a lunatic.
Yes, but it just somehow when the muse strikes, it strikes. What can I tell you?
Unbelievable. Well, what else is going on? I hear Amazon is back to its old tricks,
Yes.
you know, censoring right-wing material, which doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, you're not surprised, are you?
No, I'm not surprised at all, but this is, I mean, the very popular book that has been around for a long time called The Camp of the Saints. And they decided that they are removing it and censoring it because of, whatever problematic language,
Yeah, they called
which
it
means
offensive content.
offensive content, which means that they're telling the truth. And it's, so that's why it's offensive.
Oh boy. So I'm going to read from an article, the novel in question, The Camp of the Saints. The novel is dystopian fiction that examines what happens when mass immigration meets a society that has lost its self-preservation instincts. Gee, that sounds familiar.
Call off England, France,
Yeah. So
maybe America, God forbid.
the immigrants chose France because they had heard about its wealth and openness. Oh, that's great. Unbelievable.
Yes, we can't. We can't. It's too, yeah, dystopian. When dystopian fiction is not Donald Trump as Hitler, but mass immigration from third world hellholes is Hitler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now
Oh boy.
let's be fair. You know, Amazon is a private corporation. It's a corporation. It's not government. They're not censoring anything. That censoring occurs when the government decides that we don't get to read this book, and that's a very, very different issue. But I'm not suggesting that this is not incredibly offensive on every level, and it's also offensive because, you know, when it's flagged for quote offensive content. In comparison to much of the, not much, but a lot of stuff that one can buy on Amazon, that's a joke. There is incredibly offensive stuff. Should Mein Kampf be flagged for offensive content? I think so.
Well,
But it isn't.
and then no, and then just as a piggyback to this, there was, I believe it's people may know what have heard of Scholastic Books. There was the Scholastic Book Fair, and there was an article that I had that some of these books, the titles of these, are promoting, the most horrible, perversion, to children of all sexual, highly explicit sexual content, homosexuality, transsexuality, societal dissolution, America hatred, Western hatred, self-hatred, you name it. And yet that anybody who complains about that is it's Orwellian. Oh,
Well,
God.
that's the plank of the Democrat Party.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Camp of the Saints, no, can't have that.
Unbelievable. I'm going to buy it just to read it because
There you go. I believe it's
fuck
also a movie. It
Amazon.
was made into a movie, I believe, if I'm not
Yeah.
mistaken.
Yeah, it has been. So, I wonder if it's any good. Do you have any
Well,
idea whether it's the subject that's interesting or is it well written?
I honestly, I, it's, I really do not know, but it's the fact that they feel that it needs to be smacked with a label on it means they fear it. So it must be written well enough that it gets the message across. Look at it that way.
Yeah, good point. So what else do we have going on? Anything interesting?
I've had an article, I mean, whatever, and they always seem to have these every few years. I think it was from the New York Post that scientists and archaeologists really think they have discovered The remains or parts of the remains of Noah's Ark in Turkey.
In Turkey, yeah, I
So,
saw that. It's fascinating. It's wonderful.
yes, these stories come up every few years, and the Turkish government, though, is very sort of, I mean, I guess because it's Islamic, but for years and years they've sort of been very, very reticent about allowing archaeologists to go really root around up on Mount Ararat for whatever reason. But there you have it.
Yeah, but it also flies in the face of making Turkey, the center of the universe, and having that sort of incredible archaeological site on Turkish land lends a sort of or improves their cachet. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. So it's kind of
So yeah, who
foolish
knows?
for
Who
them, but
knows?
who
I wonder
knows?
what's going to happen in Turkey when Erdogan gets knocked off or dies.
Well,
I mean, he's such an autocrat, and he's such a And he really is a dictator, and he has accumulated a huge amount of personal power in
yep.
Turkey. So I wonder what will happen when he goes, which hopefully will
Well,
be tomorrow, but unfortunately
yes,
it
of
probably
course.
won't be.
My big fear is Turkey is very much, unfortunately, gone the way of Iran. It is the party that I think it's AKP, I believe is the name of it, is a very, very hardcore Islamic party. And so you lose Erdogan, you get another Turdogan. So, it's musical mullahs, but emirs or caliphs or whatever you want to call them.
Lovely.
So, but who knows? It would be nice
Unbelievable.
if cooler heads. If, I mean, because at one point, because of Ataturk, although it was an Islamic country, majority Islamic, Turkey was a Western-oriented society and was moving in that vein, in a very, it was pluralistic, and so on and so forth. And it was a wonderful country in that regard. And at one point, it was actually had alliances and friendships with the state of Israel.
Yes, it did.
And now it's completely, I had, unfortunately, I've been to Turkey, but I went the year of the, in 2010, of the Mavi Marmara incident, which was very unfortunate. And I felt very uncomfortable there in certain, at certain moments. And it's too bad. Because the food
Lovely.
is amazing and the people in general are really lovely people.
I was in London last week. And we're staying in a very, very nice hotel. And unfortunately, across the street and down a ways, maybe a couple hundred yards, 100 yards, was a cafe that had permanent signs about, Free Palestine. In fact, I think they had renamed the cafe something about Palestine. And now I'm not a violent man, but did I think about building a or constructing a Molotov cocktail? Yes, I absolutely did.
Oh boy.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm being
And while you were
hyperbolic.
there, by the way, speaking of which and speaking of Molotov cocktails, there were attacks on several Jewish people and synagogues in, I believe it was the neighborhoods of Golders Green, which is a
Yeah,
heavily
it's
Jewish neighborhood
essentially
in
it's suburban London.
suburban London, yeah.
Yeah, but
So
Starmer's he's right on it because that it, there that kind of behavior has no place in the UK. He said so, really.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think the UK
Oh
is
boy.
done. We've talked about it before. I had faint hopes, but judging by what I've seen and what I've read over the last year, I don't see how it can survive.
Yep. No, it's gone,
Starmer
unfortunately.
is a hack, and they've got 3 more years of him before their next parliamentary election, and I think that might be too late. So,
Yep, demographics and so on and so forth is a that's it. And just the state of leftist politics in general has that's it. Goodbye, goodbye, England, unless some black swan event happens that we just cannot know about, and I don't hold my breath for it, but anything is possible, but probable, like I would think likely not, sadly.
and what's most sad about this whole situation is that they are moving toward the Chinese camp, which is, I think, a hyper emotional response to Donald Trump. It's also the wrong move. Because if the stuff we just discussed, the Chinese economy essentially peaking, the UK is hitching its wagon to a very slow star, I guess. I don't know how to, well,
A
I'm not going to
falling
beat this one
star.
to death, but yeah, they're
Yeah.
hitching its wagon to a falling star. Oh God.
There you
Don't let me
go.
mix metaphors anymore.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a Cuisinart there. And then there was a story. Who was it? What, there was some country, I think, yeah. Ukraine is now importing Pakistanis or something. Oh yeah, they're gonna, because they're because of the war and because their population is shrinking. So yeah, that'll be good for Ukraine. Yes, have Pakistanis come in. Wonderful.
Good for them.
Yes,
Better there than
exactly.
here. Fine with me.
Exactly. And considering the pogroms over the centuries that have decimated my ancestors there, and then of course the Einsatzgruppen, who finished off the Jews in World War II, couldn't happen to a nicer country.
Yep.
All with all due deference to the decent and innocent folks in Ukraine. I'm sorry that, but there you go.
Anyway, folks, we're going to call it a day. Both Sefton and I have things to do and people to see and basements to pump out. So, once again, thank you so much for listening and hitting our tip jar and commenting and reading our stuff both at the Cut Jib newsletter and at Ace of Spades. We appreciate it more than you can possibly know. That's actually sort of an offensive thing to say. Hopefully, you do know. I apologize for that stupidity. But I'm being stupid today, so cut me some slack. Anyway, Sefton, take it away.
Yes, CBD, ditto, ditto, even your mixed metaphors and stupidity, quote unquote, which I don't think was so stupid, aside, God bless each and every one of you for being there and being part of this, our madness and Meshuggah and Ace of Spades, Cut Jib newsletter, and for support. You're showing your wonderful support. It's truly appreciated, and we cannot thank you enough. So until the next one, we will bring you more wonderful or horrible news from around the world, across the nation, and up your street, right here on the Cut Jib Newsletter Speaks Radio Podcasting Network Worldwide.
Thanks for listening, folks.